Today's Morning Edition is brought to you by the letter E, which stands for Elmo.
This is the song, la 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 la, Elmo's song. La 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 la, la 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 la, Elmo's song!
Elmo is one of the world's most famous TV stars. He's been running around Sesame Street for 20 years, even though he is supposed to be only 3 and a half. The man who was the voice and hand behind Elmo is named Kevin Clash. He's written a book about his 2 decades on public television called My Life as a Furry Red Monster. Kevin Clash and Elmo are in our New York studios. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Should clarify some things first, Mr. Clash. You're not furry or red.
No, I'm not.
And you're 6 foot, how tall?
Six foot.
Which means that you've been one of the most famous people in America, but I assume that when you walk down the street, nobody knows what you look like?
That's true. Puppeteers really like. We like our anonymity.
Are a lot of people surprised to discover that you're African-American?
Yeah, but it's always been a pleasant surprise, which I think is really cool, because they just don't expect it. You know, everybody has a preconceived notion of people that they don't normally see. Probably happens with the people who do the voices of The Simpsons. It's probably the same thing. They have some type preconceived notion of what they look like, you know, just by hearing their voice.
Can you get an ice cream cone in the mail?
No!
No, it would melt.
Ew.
Oh, messy! Can you get cookies in the mail?
Yes!
Me love postal service!
When was it that Jim Henson, creative force behind Sesame Street, tossed you some red puppet and said, try to make something of this?
Well, actually, it was one of Jim's main Muppeteers, Richard Hunt. Jim and Frank was running around, you know, of course, doing the Muppet Show and movies and stuff.
You're talking about Frank Oz here, right?
Yeah, Frank Oz. I'm sorry. I should give you all the last names and stuff. But,
that's all right.
Richard Hunt was Scooter and Beaker and Sweetums and one of the old guys in the balcony. He was.
I can't,
you know,
believe I haven't watched these shows in 20 years or 30. Years. I still know all the names and the characters.
Isn't that something? So Richard was, you know, had gotten this puppet and he really didn't like it, and he threw the puppet to me and said, you know, hey, come up with a voice.
Do you remember the first thing that Elmo said?
Hello, hi everybody.
That was about it. I didn't even know what the laugh would be at that point. I really just, you know, did a falsetto voice and they said fine.
We love to sing. We love to sing. Sing in the shower. Cause we love the way that our singing sounds in here.
What we found with Sesame Street is that we were actually getting a younger audience than we thought. And that was one of the reasons why they gravitated to writing for this, you know, actually, because Elmo was really just a Muppet that was built, that was a red monster. You know, they had a green one, Oscar, they had a blue one, Cookie, they had a, you know, a purplish blue one, Grover, and they wanted a red one. And so they made it as an ensemble, and then one of the writers said, you know, why don't we start writing, you know, something for him. Jim always wanted to have Sesame Street where when you saw the characters, it was a rainbow of colors. We never really wanted to pick different nationalities. We felt as though there was something that, you know, too stereotypical. We just wanted the kids to really relate to the child as far as respecting one another and, you know, letters and numbers and stuff like that.
Elmo drew that all by himself. It's a picture of Elmo's mommy and daddy. And Elmo loves his mommy and daddy very much. And they love their son, Elmo.
Has 3.5-year-old Elmo actually gotten hipper and more aware the way that a 3.5-year-old kid might be?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, baby! Elmo actually got that from Mr. Austin Powers. Elmo would love to do the next movie. That would be fun.
I'm sorry, Kevin, you were saying?
No, that was Elmo.
Before that, Kevin Clash, what were you saying?
Oh, I don't know. I just went into Elmo and I've lost it now. We keep Sesame Street topical. We just did a piece right out of Law and Order. We even had the bang, bang, you know, that sound effect.
Are you assuming that a 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old knows Law and Order, sees it all the time?
No, you know what? Sesame Street, we try to entertain the parents so they can stay and watch the show with their kids. The spoof is there for the adult to get something out of it. Just like we did a piece called Desperate Houseplants, you know, off of Desperate Housewives. You know, and it was really trying to teach how you're really supposed to take care of, you know, your plant. That's what the child got. Jim felt if he laughed at it, then hopefully the audience would do the same thing.
Wow! It's the Orca Sisters! Oh, Elmo has your album, The Days of Swine and Roses!
Elmo, is there any final word you want to have about Mr. Clash, Kevin Clash?
Yes. Elmo totally ignores him. See, if Elmo kept looking at, you know, everybody out in TV land and kept looking down, everybody would wonder, what is Elmo doing? So that's why Elmo just ignores him.
The focus would go away from you.
Yes. Elmo's in the light. He is in the shadows. Elmo's in the light.
Kevin Clash, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Kevin Clash's new book is called My Life as a Furry Red Monster.